Did you know that Turkey and Azerbaijan were two of Israel's very top supporters during the recent Israeli war against Iran, and that they were part of a plot to invade and occupy northwest Iran? How, you wonder? Well, let's look. Azerbaijan provides cheap oil to fuel the country, and Turkey provides weaponry with which Israel restocks itself. Oil and weapons are delivered to Ceyhan port in Adana, Turkey. These are then loaded onto foreign flagged ships, supposedly headed to Egypt, but they never end up in Egypt and always dock at Haifa in Israel. This is how Azerbaijan and Turkey continue to deliver the goods throughout the war. That's not all. For a long time, the intelligence community has said that Israel doesn't have the capability of effectively striking Iran, and it still doesn't. The intelligence community says that only during the first surprise attack on Iran, Israeli F-35 jets were manned by US-Israeli pilots, with aerial refueling, cover, and support provided by US and Germany primarily. So how did Israel continue its assault on Iran? Israeli F-35s and Hermes drones were seen on satellite imagery in their full presence at Sitache Air Base just above Baku. All the attacks that Israel carried out from outside of Iranian borders, nearly 100% came from their base in Azerbaijan. So why didn't Iran attack Azerbaijan directly? Well, that's because they're probably master strategists. Because Turkey had moved a massive battalion of tanks, radars, surface-to-air missiles, and thousands of soldiers to its borders with Iran, and it was uncovered as part of a plot to invade Iran the moment Iran attacks Azerbaijan. A counterassault would have then triggered support from NATO, and Iran would have found itself fighting a coalition of 32 countries. This is why Iran decided to simply bolster its borders and continue wrecking buildings in Israel.